Oh, hey, I'm Melissa Reynolds.
And I'm Todd Reynolds, coming at you for episode number 28 of our podcast, Weepin' Reynolds, live from the Pen and Hang Machine.
Do you try to be like...
Not really live.
Do you try to be like Jimmy Fallon when you do that?
No, he tries to be like me.
Right. I've
already told you who I try to be. It's a mashup of...
Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest and Dick Clark. I don't think it's very successful.
I think it's great, Todd. I think it's perfect.
Who are you trying to be when you open...
Betty Rubble.
Well, you got the laugh down.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, good.
See, there we go.
Yes.
Are you super excited that we get to sit this close together?
We're very close. We are, yes. And I'm very close to the table and my knees keep hitting underneath.
You are.
So.
What are you wearing on the bottom half?
I'm wearing the exact same color except a little different.
He's wearing plaid on plaid. The second
totally
he gets home,
plaid.
He wears plaid on plaid all the time.
I have pants that are basically identical to this.
Yes.
I don't care.
It's really, really hot.
If people know me, they know my clothing mantra.
You know it. What is your clothing mantra?
You know it.
Yes.
Oh, I just pulled my neck. It's function trumps fashion. And if it's comfortable, I don't care what it looks like.
We know. We can tell.
I know.
We have talked about this often. We'll spare everybody the details about it. But just envision.
Live by that. If people live by that, they'll be happier for it.
Right? Just envision plaid on plaid, looking like a dream.
And you have, let me guess, black on black?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Okay. Perfect.
And I think that one thing, and then we have to talk about like our shout out, but I think one thing... That, like, if we get to sit this close when we're podcasting, it'll probably make you feel better because of the king-size bed. It'll be better. Why do you hate our king-size bed?
Well, it's like we swim in it because we're small people. And our fingertips barely even touch. That's all. So we have our own distinct area. That's all.
So we're very far away from each other in the king-size bed because it's so humongous.
And we've had it for, like, 5 years.
We have.
Yeah, so.
But, like, we were just watching a movie. What movie were we watching again? The flower movie or the...
Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes. Yeah. So we just finished watching that and they kept crawling into bed in this
tiny bed.
Tiny bed.
That was the 1920s and 30s.
So. It was. It was a double bed. And I was just like, those were the days.
Those were the days.
Those were the days when Melissa cuddled with me in a teeny tiny bed. And I say, hallelujah. Just joking.
No, you're not. No, you don't.
No, that's not true. I love to cuddle with you. It's just a king-size bed feels like a dream come true.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
It does. All right.
Okay,
so I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Let us know. Let us know if you do. Okay, so we have a shout-out. Our shout-out is going to Mackenzie De Silva because she messaged me and she told me she was a super fan.
Right on.
That makes me feel so great.
Would I ever have seen her in your class before or anything like that? Or
yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I taught...
Hi, Mackenzie.
I feel like I taught Mackenzie in JK or SK, so one of my kindergartens, when I was a kindergarten teacher, but then I taught her for years as a prep teacher. Mm. So when I taught drama and dance, I taught Mackenzie as well. And she was always very sweet to me and very kind to me and really tried in my class. And it's really great to know that she listens. That's one thing that just is the nicest feeling to know that you've taught someone years ago and you still have a connection with them, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know, right?
It's a cool part of that job.
It is a really cool part of the job.
Because you can't really see the end product as a teacher. You know? And when they reach out years later, like, oh, wow, that's...
Yeah, it made me feel really, really good.
Satisfying, I guess, you know? So.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. And just the things that she wrote to me in her message just... We're great. So shout out to Mackenzie. Thank you so much for the message. And I'd love to hear from former students, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, I'm not a big social media guy, so
that's true.
I don't know. I don't even know if they'd be able to find them if they search for me.
I think they would. And if you want a shout out and you're a former student, let us know. We'd love to shout you out. Anyway, we love kids and we love teaching and... there we go. Shout out's done.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about today are birthday parties. We are known for...
We've had a few.
Yeah, we've had... we have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So we are known for our epic birthday parties. I think pretty epic.
I guess so, yeah.
I've worked hard on those birthday parties. Not because I need to be that Pinterest mom, because they're not really Pinterest parties. Like, they're good parties, just because I love parties.
I love that you keep looking at me like I'm going to say something because I don't even know where you're going with this, so...
Oh, because... Well, we're recording this now And so if you don't follow me on Instagram, you want to follow us at the Reynolds Family 6, and then you'll find our podcast page. So we're recording because Alex Brown suggested we record ourselves while we're speaking. So you can find our podcast page at We've Been Reynolds. Todd has no idea.
No idea.
No. And we're not still 100% sure if we're supposed to look at the camera or if we're supposed to look at each other. We are extremely close right now.
The angle is a bit high, so I don't know. You know, I'm down. That's why I pulled my neck the first second this one started.
Who pulls his neck when he's just looking at a camera?
Oh, I'm out of shape.
Anyway, so that's why I'm looking here and looking at you. I'm not 100% sure. We're going to have to do some research.
Well, don't worry about the storage issue. Taken care of.
Oh, yes. If you've heard about our storage issue, we have now just upgraded.
Makes me irate. To 6 terabytes of storage on the iCloud.
Yes.
From 2, because 2 was full.
It does say the people that use this type of storage are influencers.
Well, that's not me.
Thank you very much.
It's our, you know who it is? I told them. I screenshotted the thing. It's Emma and Cooper and you. That's
well,
who it is.
The 3 of us are influencers. That's why.
3 of you are jerks.
Yeah, well.
Because you don't take care of your digital refuse, literally.
That's because you decided to press a button and all of a sudden we have to share all the same stuff. No. I don't know why that happened. No. It was perfect before.
No, that's not why. I put mine into it.
Pardon?
I put mine into it. They were already part of it and they just
started
having.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'll just.
A million TikTok drafts that take all kinds of stories.
All of a sudden, I'll just be on my pictures, and then I see all kinds of price matches just pop into my camera roll.
There's 12 of them. Come on.
Anyway, now...
If I'm lucky, maybe 20.
We've told our kids...
But I erase it.
He doesn't always erase it. We've told our kids that they each have to pay $7. So they're going to have to e-transfer us $7 a month, because it's $40.
I prefer the cash.
You do?
Yeah. I can hide it and get a hamburger.
Which is actually true. He will hide
not
the money
anymore.
And get a hamburger.
Those are the days.
You 100. The other day, you're like, oh, I have all kinds of money in my wallet. I'm like, how do you have all kinds of money in your wallet? Where'd that money come from? I don't have all kinds of money in my wallet. Where did that money come from?
I told you that money came from what Cooper owed us for something. And
why
I held
do our kids
it.
Always owe us money?
Because we buy them stuff because they want stuff. And they say, you're going to have to pay for it. And they say, okay. And then they have to go to the
we
bank.
We do make our kids pay for
exactly.
a lot
it's
of their
probably
own
something stupid, too.
Probably.
It probably was.
Yeah. Anyway,
so
Todd was all of a sudden rich. He was like, I can pay for that. I can
just
pay
so you
for
know,
that.
The richness was $50. And I saw a $50 bill in a kid's phone case at school. I'm like, are you kidding me? Why is that just in your phone case? She's like, I'm like, grade 8, $50.
$50.
Just sitting there, I'm like, you're going to get it stolen, you know?
We need that to plan a birthday party. You need to borrow that money and plan a birthday party.
Oh, birthday parties.
Yeah. Okay, so we've done some pretty fun birthday parties.
A lot of duo birthday parties.
Yes, lots of duo. Right. We've done lots of duo parties. We've done parties with Kara. So we've done parties with Drew and Lily. Yeah. We've done birthday parties with who else? Primarily Drew and Lily.
Yeah.
Because their birthday party.
And
birthday.
What about Sophie and Olivia?
Yeah, we've done Olivia and Sophie before too. So we like to do, it's Sophie and Cooper, I think.
Yeah.
We like to do birthday parties with other people. That
I don't
makes
remember
it,
our kids' birthdays. I got to run through them all. So.
You don't remember
well,
the
I
days
know
of
August
their birthday?
4th, I know June 15th, May 14th, and July 12th. That's it?
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
I can't even believe that you wouldn't maybe remember that.
Well, that's just, I got to go,
I would never forget that.
Of course you wouldn't.
As a mother.
Of course.
There we go.
And for the years, I got to remember, we got married in 2001, and then 2003, 5, 7, 9. There
I
we
know,
go.
We had a lot of big events and the odd numbers, and I'm an even number girl. I like a good even number. I'm surprised my whole life is an odd number.
Whoa.
My born in 75, married in 2001, all my babies are 2003, 5, 7, and 9. All odd numbers. What is going on?
I guess you're not such an even numbered person after all.
I don't think
I
am. Okay,
maybe that's the problem. Maybe you think things should be even, but they maybe should be odd.
Maybe. Thanks. Yeah. Okay, so we had some birthday parties that were pretty fun. I always tried to think outside the box, but make them relatively inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Tried to make them inexpensive. So some of the little tips, I really love birthday parties. My friend Megan sometimes messages me and she's like, okay, give me some birthday party ideas. I'm like, I'm on it. I love parties. I love planning a party. I love special things for a party. I just really love a good party. So
I'm not so much the partier.
And I really like to invite everybody. I don't like to leave people out. If you've ever been left out of one of my parties, it is not on purpose. I try really hard to be inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is, what does it hurt to invite 3 extra people and not leave them out. So like for me, if I am going to have a birthday party with the class, and if you've ever been left out, it would never have been intentional. So if it was a birthday party and we were invited, there were 25 people in the class and 20 were on the list, we would always invite the 25. If it was dance, we would try our hardest to invite everybody. That's usually our goal.
Yeah.
Just trying really hard to invite everybody in the dance group or in the more the merrier. Yes. So we really don't like leaving people out. So that's kind of my thing. Like if you're having a birthday party and there's 20 kids invited to that party, there are 23 kids in the class, invite those other kids.
Like, yeah, why not?
You know, that's not going to hurt. And I always say to my kids, like, if that's not a kid that you generally always want to hang out with, then you don't have to hang out with that kid during the birthday. Like if that kid is somebody that you just don't jive with, I don't think you need to be with that kid the whole birthday party. They're going to find their other friends. But you know what? Maybe that kid's never been invited to a birthday party right before. So I just, we really have a really strong belief in that. Is your belief? White Cat is all over us right now. He's just trying to hang out.
Whatever. He's a celebrity.
Do you feel the same way or is that just me?
Well, yeah, I feel the same way, of course. Right? Because does it really hurt to spend an extra $3 on a gift bag or something like that, right? And if they're not comfortable, they'll say no, but at least they know that they had the opportunity.
Yeah. Like, and you'll never remember that money you spent on that kid that maybe doesn't get invited to a birthday.
No. And who knows, maybe a friendship will blossom from it or something like that too, right?
Yeah.
And you don't think of it at the time, really, but...
And like, I mean, if you're inviting 8 people from the classroom, obviously you're not going to invite the entire class. But if you're I remember once Emma was one of the kids that wasn't invited, and there were only 2 kids that weren't invited to this birthday. And that was horrible. Like, that was a terrible, terrible feeling. That did not go over well.
No.
No, because it's not okay.
No, it's not.
So anyway, that all worked out. It was all fine. But so for birthday parties, we really try to be inclusive as much as we can. So we've had different birthdays. We've had, do you remember the fish birthday? This was before they were all in school.
Where we gave fish away as a prize. Oh my goodness,
this is so crazy. So we did a birthday party, and it was a fishy birthday party because Spencer was in love with fish.
Yes.
And he was 2 and Emma was 4.
Yeah.
And they were all our friends, like they were all our kids' friends and our
like, yeah, before school days, like.
Yeah, like before the kids went to school. Yeah, because Emma was almost 4.
Yeah.
And I was super pregnant for Olivia, and because we must have done it closer to June, his birthday's in May, we did it closer to June, and we decided to give everybody at the birthday a
Japanese fighting fish.
That, yes, was called a Japanese fighting fish. So they all went home with a Japanese fighting fish. But they all had to be adopted.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes,
so every kid sat in, oh my goodness, it was so much fun. And the kids were the cutest. They all sat in a circle and they all had an adoption paper.
A little certificate. Yeah.
And they all had to name their fish right then and there. And the name of their fish went on their adoption paper. And then there was a ceremony adopting their fish.
Of course.
And all the parents were super thrilled that they went home with a fish.
Yep.
They were not. Mm-hmm. But the best part of the story was that all of these families went home with a fish. And we had a fish of our own because Spencer got to adopt his fish as well. And it was in the bathroom.
Yes.
And we had a cat named Spanky at the time.
That's true.
And we went to the hospital to have Olivia.
Yes.
And what happened when you came home from the birth of Olivia?
When we came home.
Not me. I was in the hospital
when
still.
When I came home. Whatever the fish's name was, you recall?
No.
It was probably Jake's.
Probably.
Anyhow, the poor fish was... out of his container on its side, spilt, with puncture wounds in it. Not consumed, but...
so bad.
Puncture wounds, dehydrated, dead.
Dead fish. Spanky attacked the fish while we were gone to give birth to Olivia. Todd came home, deceased fish.
Yes.
All of my friends had fish for years. We never, ever had to keep that fish in our house because it died before it even had a life.
Yeah. Really?
And you know, everybody would say, really? We have had this fish for 2 years and you never even had to take care of that fish.
But we got other fishes since then and had similar fish.
Yeah.
But it wasn't from that party.
But, oh,
and none
goodness
of them seemed to last as long as theirs.
Yeah. So that was very fun. And that was a super fun birthday. We always had piñatas. Piñatas, if you've never done piñatas for your kids' birthdays, do them. They are so much fun. Kids go crazy over candy.
They do.
And they love
stuffing
a piñata.
Oh
my goodness. And they go running at them like, oh, the piñatas. And then another little trick. So doing a birthday cake is one of my most annoying things. Like, I hate cutting cake. I hate it. I hate when we're at, when we have a birthday party going on, when they were little, I hated cake all over. Like, because kids, for some reason, you give them cake or you give them cupcakes and then there's cake and cupcake all over the ground because it's crumbly and it's all over and it's annoying. So I was just like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So then I decided, and I don't know if I found this idea somewhere else. I don't think so. I think it was my idea. I could be wrong, but I love a vanilla dip donut. Oh my goodness, I love it. I'm still AKA a 2-year-old.
A sparkly donut.
A sparkle donut. Yeah. Like a sprinkle, not sparkly.
Sorry.
A sprinkle donut. I love a sprinkle donut more than anything. So what we do is we pick colors that they like.
Yeah.
So Kara and I usually try to figure out what colors we should have on these sprinkle donuts. I buy like a platter and then...
Yeah, 12-pack.
Yeah, and we buy 12-pack or 24-pack of sprinkle donuts and we put them out on a platter, or we even keep them in the box sometimes.
Oh, just in the box, yeah.
We put candles on them. We go out as if it's the cake. We sing happy birthday. And then every kid picks a sprinkle donut. You don't have to cut anything. You don't really have a mess because usually you only see a few little sprinkles. It is heaven.
Yeah.
It is the best birthday hack ever.
Some of them are leftover. Bonus.
Yes. Kids love this. Like, kids don't get sprinkle donuts all the time. Right?
I say, get in my tummy.
Kids don't get sprinkle donuts all the time. So they get that. That's super exciting. We're kind of known for that gift.
Yeah.
So that's super fun. That's a little hack. Another birthday we've had is throw a sheet up on the wall of your
outside.
House and get a projector.
Hook up your computer.
Hook up your computer and do a movie night. Oh my goodness. Super, super fun.
We used to do that just in general.
Yeah, we used to have movie nights all the time in general in our backyard. That was so much fun. Oh, I love that. So get yourself a little popcorn machine or just like a popper. And
or an industrial sized one.
You could have one of those too. That works. That one unfortunately had to go because it was too old and not good anymore.
True.
But what you can do is you can have like a circus themed birthday. You can have what we did is we had like a photo booth, which was just tablecloth in the corner with all kinds of little props from the dollar store. And they took pictures at it. And then we had this long table and then we had all kinds of treats and they all got tickets to spend at the table. So they all got a bag of popcorn and they all got a pop, but then they could come to the table and get like with their tickets, they could get some other treats and then they would sit and watch a movie and then Todd would come out with a big box around his neck and scream
with freezies
and he would literally scream at the top of his lungs when they weren't expecting it.
Freezies here, get your freezies. Freezies here.
He was the best. Kids would go crazy.
And scare the
It was so much fun. So much fun.
I would like sneak behind them.
Yes. And scream as loud as you could.
Freezies here. Oh, I love scaring people.
Oh my goodness.
Especially kids.
Yes. You should do that at school. Just get some freezies.
Sometimes I belt out just for no reason.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Good job.
Slap your hand on the desk. Got to keep them guessing. That's the name of the game.
You're ridiculous. Okay, so another thing, we have a pool, so we would do pool parties sometimes, and we would play things like jump or dive.
Oh,
amazing.
Yes.
So much fun.
Belly flops.
Oh, so they would get to the diving board, and I would scream, jump! And they had to, like, in the air, decide if it was a jump or dive, and then they would, like, belly flop, and kids went crazy. Or we would do a treading water contest where you had to see how long you could tread water.
Yeah.
That took up a good portion of the birthday.
Oh, yeah. And right? Also get chips and split them into teams.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes get a little competitive.
Chips meaning like poker chips?
Yeah.
And then they would have to go like and dive down and get as many. Oh, I miss
And they had different
days.
Colors for different quantities.
Yes.
And they got to count up
I remember they would all like huddle on the side of the pool and count the amount of chips they had.
And of course, someone would try to sneak over and steal the other pile.
Yes. So there's a little bit of Spencer.
Oh, of course.
Always Spencer.
A little bit of contravacy that way.
Oh my goodness. Yes. And like trying to figure out different loot bags. So one year, Sarah was just reminding us that I had bought these hard like red Solo cups, but they were all different colors from the dollar store. Yeah. They were like $1.
Yeah.
Filled those with candy.
We might
and that's,
still have some.
We do
basement.
Still have some because, of course, I bought about 80 of them just because.
Oh,
I like
80s.
Could,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fill those with candy. And then they went home with like a red Solo cup full
just
of candy.
Just like your phone. Oh, I might take 1,000 pictures of that. I might
right?
need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah. You never know, Todd Reynolds. Anyway, we also did a drive-in birthday where we actually, Stacy and Gord let us use the drive-in.
Yeah.
And because they have always been so kind. Let us use the drive-in, even put Olivia and Drew's name up on the board. Mm-hmm. And we had like the most fun at that birthday. So just trying to think outside the box. Oh, you know what else we've done?
What?
We did birthdays at the waterfront, and one whole birthday was all about frogs. So we went frog catching.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of Olivia or Emma's birthdays, all frog catching. So another thing you can do is you can rent the pavilion at parks and do really fun birthdays that you don't have to use your house.
Yeah.
And you don't have, and like, I think renting the pavilion at the park when they were young was like 10 bucks. It was so cheap.
And they have huge garbage cans there, so huge. No garbage.
Todd hates when we accumulate garbage.
Well, that's my department. Garbage recycling. So,
you're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So anyway, we love birthday parties. Sometimes we even have Sarah, our producer, coming to help us with the birthday parties. Mm-hmm. We just love to throw a good party.
Yeah.
I think that's what our kids love too.
Yeah, it was fun.
We just had a big charcuterie board party.
Yeah.
Charcuterie board party.
Charcuterie.
Say it again.
Charcuterie. I don't know.
Anyway. Whatever. We just had a meat board party. And oh my goodness, if you were following on the story, it was so much fun. So it's just so much fun to do themed parties. We do a flip cup party.
Well,
we need to think of a date for that, actually.
We don't need to do that.
We can. We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Anyway, we love to have a good party. So watch us on the stories to see what party we think of next, because it's really one of our favorite things.
Have you heard of the new sport that's coming to town?
No.
Called quiet tennis?
Quiet tennis?
Yeah. It's like regular tennis without the racket. It's a good game.
Oh my goodness, ridiculous. Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time,
bye-bye.
Go have a party.
Okay.
Goodbye. Your summer days will always stay.